in the portal.
Where and should we transfer to?
Right. Well, obviously the other side of the state. The Phillies, maybe going to be the Phillies network. But maybe, like we have with our president, that would force Pittsburgh to come to the table and improve. But you might threaten to go into the Phillies network.
You know. Somehow I don't think that would catch Mr. Nutting's attention.
Well, at least you hear some more winning games than you do with...
Oh, amen to that.
I mean, we may stay in the playoff hunt until September at least. The Pirates are out by July or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, and a couple of things along those lines. I'm sure what you just described may be what the Trumpster is using as a negotiating ploy.
Could be.
Think about that. With the situation over in, over there in the, what's the other country?
Ukraine.
In the Ukraine, yeah. Tell them, Russia, if you want to get back into the good graces of the hockey world, you have to do something. Same thing with Canada. Our offer to Canada was, look, we'll take you over. That way you'll have access to the cup.
Take that, you Canucks.
They haven't won the cup since the 90s, I think it is, or something.
Yeah.
If you look it up. So they don't know what a cup, parade is like or anything. You know, I mean, they keep wanting to have another franchise in Quebec. And we'll have the two readings of the goals, in French and in English, because up there because of that.
Situation. Well, I'll tell you what. I went there a ton of years ago. Actually, I was there for Expo 67.
I remember that.
Which was responsible for the naming of the baseball team, the Expos.
Yes.
And but nonetheless, I remember being there, and there were certain parts of Montreal that you would, if you needed help, because back then you didn't have GPS or any of that stuff, and you wanted to ask someone, how do I get to whatever it is?
Montreal was very standoffish.
Yeah, yeah.
Quebec City was not. Ottawa, obviously, it's not in the in that province.
Mm-hmm.
But Montreal was a little standoffish.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Man and His World. Remember, that was the successor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, yes, we were dealing with the transportation system and had the situation of asking somebody. And, they were all speaking French. We finally did find someone that helped us. But in the old city especially was another indication of how standoffish they were and everything about it. But, that way they'll have access to the cup again. Negotiations.
That'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it? Especially for them. The other thing that hockey stopped doing, I think, finally, this just bugged me to no end.
Okay.
There would be this incessant whining at the end of the season if none of the, quote, original six, unquote, didn't get in. Who stinking cares?
Right.
Are they royalty? Why did they have to be there? Because people acted like, there's no original six in the... Who cares?
Yeah.
They happen to be the first six teams in the league. So?
That's how much they've fallen, and it's been taken over by, newer teams and younger players, and that's the way it's supposed to be, the draft.
The filthy, rotten Americans.
Well, there was only, four American teams and, two Canadian teams.
That's right. That's right.
Back in the day when we got our franchise back in 66, 67, whatever that year was, we got the Flyers, the Penguins, the Oakland Seals. Remember that name?
Oh, yeah, the Seals.
Remember the succeeding Cleveland Barons?
Ooh, forgot about the Barons.
The Kansas City Scouts?
Mm-hmm.
I know my hockey.
I guess so.
I wasn't a Flyers season ticket holder for nothing. The other one, another off-the-wall comment is, do you watch the PGA, I'm not TV-wise, but the results on the PGA Tour anymore?
I haven't followed it here in the off-season. I've seen some headlines.
Most of the time, it's foreigners that are winning it.
It's taken a turn. I'll tell you what, I think the PGA is a little bit to blame for that, because this thing with LIV Golf.
Yeah, I don't totally understand that.
Yeah, that just created such a, I don't know, a division amongst the PGA players, and a lot of the PGA players are Americans. And then you had this division that occurred, and they started to bristle a little bit. You know, it's like, well, LIV Golf is better, and all of this. And, of course, there was certainly a case to be made that the money was better.
Yeah.
Well, but
when you get those sheiks out there putting up the
that's
money.
That's right. There you go. Know, that's the whole key.
They overpay for it and everything. But
yep.
When you see the results, they usually have the flag
mm-hmm.
of the country. And more often than not, it's a foreign flag. You barely see the Americans winning these tournaments.
Yeah, you see the good old stars and stripes down there in about fifth or sixth.
Yeah, I mean it's fallen. You know, what has happened to our golfers?
They gave out too many participation trophies.
All right, I just thought I'd leave you with some levity today to move you along. I know tomorrow you're going into a tough day.
Yeah.
Isn't it tomorrow or is it today?
Today, I will depart this studio and go right to the Pleasant Valley Gym and broadcast the Bishop Guilfoyle basketball game tonight.
Oh, the humanity.
Yes.
A long day for you.
Yes, it will be.
You were up at 6 or something this morning earlier?
Got up at, like, you know, about a quarter of 5.
Did you shake the trees and wake the birds up?
Yeah. All of those wonderful things.
All right. You take care.
Clarkster, appreciate hearing from you.
Righto.
Okay. Bye. 814-946-0435 is the number to call, and you could be a part of the program as well. Once again, did mention that. Thanks to the Clarkster for teeing that one up for me. Ha! Little golf humor. That I will be at the Pleasant Valley Gym, and Mike Haynes and I will be there for Bishop Guilfoyle basketball tonight. Marauders hosting Forest Hills. It's the Laurel Highlands Athletic Conference semifinals, leading to a championship game tomorrow night, hopefully. The championship games, by the way, to be played at the Penn State Altoona campus in the Adler Gymnasium, a beautiful facility there. And the boys' game will tip off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. That'll be followed by the girls' game. And they're pushing them later into the evening. They have 7 and 8:30 as their projected tip-off times for those two games tomorrow night. That'll be, once again, at the Adler Gym on the campus of Penn State Altoona. Speaking of Penn State Altoona, I have a little story about them coming up. You are listening to Sports Central. It's Dave Shannon sitting in for Corey Geiger. We'll have more right after this.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Howdy, the old farmer here. You know, from the almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family at McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX Series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting. Whatever you need, the Kubota BX Series can handle. The Kubota BX Series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX Series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
Hank FM.
That's the number to call to be a part of the Happy Good Old Radio program. Thanks to the Clarkster for his call. Got things off and rolling from the caller's side in a big way, so we appreciate that. You're invited to be a part of this gathering as well at 814-946-0435. What the heck is going on outside? I thought it was supposed to get sunny and that was going to be it for the day. I left and I came back here to do the Happy Little Radio show. And it's like a styrofoam factory blew up somewhere. You see styrofoam things falling out of the sky. We're done with precipitation out of this. Apparently not. And the temperature's the same now as it was when I left earlier, 31. Okay, well, you know, it just keeps getting better. It has been a winter to remember, primarily because of temperatures. It's just been one of those, kind of made the middle of January, the whole way through till now, really, just, although it seems to me like February's moved along at a faster pace, but that stretch there in January with the day after day of, you know, maybe only in the tens of degrees or even single digits for highs, boy, that started getting old real fast. And I think that's why January, for me, just certainly moved along at a snail's pace. It picked up a little bit, but now it's going back into that. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week are not going to be pretty. But remember, there's always the sun on the horizon. There, little hopeful stuff for you. It's Dan on the phone this evening. Dan, how are you?
Better than I deserve. Thanks for asking.
Sure.
Now Dave, what time's the game tonight at the campus?
No, they're not at the campus tonight. Campus games are tomorrow night. And the two games, you'll have the boys' game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the campus, and that'll be followed by the girls' game. And those will be for the championship of the Laurel Highlands. Tonight, there's a total of four games being played, and you're going to have the winners of those four games will be the ones that will compete for the conference championship tomorrow night. Now, that originally was going to be Saturday, but because of the forecasts, they wanted to avoid a potential bad weather situation there. So they ended up going ahead and moving the games to tomorrow night.
Okay, now what happens? It's still going to be at the campus tomorrow night, even if the two BG teams lose?
Yes, yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who the competitors are for the championship tomorrow night. It will be at Penn State Altoona. They had a good experience there. I think last year was the first year they tried that. They liked the facility. The campus enjoyed having the Laurel Highlands there to play those games, and so everybody was happy, and they decided to go ahead and do it again.
It's better than St. Francis.
Of course, the difficulty at this time of the year in particular is St. Francis is still going to have things going on, and it's tough for them to surrender the gymnasium, so to speak, to some sort of other event, because they still have, you know, their basketball teams are still active in their regular season. It's a little bit different once playoffs begin, but, you know, at this time of the year, it's tough to fit in there. Same thing at the Mount. Mount Aloysius is a great place, too. You've been to the Mount to watch games, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's – I like the Mount. The Mount's a fun place for a game.
It is. It is a nice place. And, well, St. Francis is good, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I can't really say anything bad about my my adopted alma mater because of the amount of time I worked up there, but
oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like it is my adopted alma mater.
And Rich took over for you, didn't he?
Yes. So
and you've filled in once in a while.
Yeah, it's always fun to go back there, and I've had any number of people come up and say, boy, I felt like I went back in history having you do the public address here. And, you know, it was kind of neat to hear that one of the people who had said that to me was Bob Krimmel, the former athletic director at St. Francis University.
Now the game tonight at BG's at what time?
Tonight is 7:00, Dan. There's no JV game or anything beforehand, so they're going to tip it off at 7:00 tonight.
Well, the paper said 6.
I'm kind of confused about that, but every source that I had and everything that I was told by people in the know was that it was going to tip off at 7. So I don't know, Dan. I may leave here, and I may get a big surprise when I get to the Pleasant Valley Gym. But everything I was told said 7:00.
Well, and what I'm going to do, it's going to be a fresh your fifth air when you're announcing the game for sure. I really enjoy it.
Well, I'm looking forward to working with Mike, too. I've heard Mike work with Rich, and they're a very good team doing basketball together, and looking forward to working with Mike.
Mike's nothing but outstanding. I mean,
yeah.
He compliments Rick real well. And, I enjoy him and everything, and everything. That's good. Now, another thing. Now, who's the hockey game tonight, the professional with the four countries?
Four nations, yeah. That'll be the U.S. and Finland.
Tonight?
Yes. Yeah, and that's 8:00. They start at 8:00.
And that's in Canada, right?
It's in Montreal again, yeah.
Okay, now what's going to happen now? What's going to happen now when do they still sing the two countries' national anthem?
Yes, and it was interesting last night. Rich brought this up. I didn't catch this particular part of the introduction to the national anthem by the public address announcer at the Montreal Bell Center. And one of the things he said, we ask that you please stand and respect the respective countries' national anthem and be quiet during the national anthem. And I think that was the warm-up to, you better not do that tomorrow night when the U.S. national anthem is part of what goes on here in Montreal. It kind of shows bad taste.
Well, and it does, but Dave, the same thing would happen in America if the shoe was on the other foot, when the turf situation, that's what's caused it.
Yeah, the one thing I don't know, Dan, that you would ever go to a hockey game in the U.S. and hear Americans boo the Canadian national anthem. I don't think it would get to that point.
I certainly hope not.
Yeah.
I certainly hope not. That nonsense went on for a while when Kaepernick kneeled,
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to tell you one quick story here, and then we got to get to some business here. But I remember, did you go to Rail Kings games?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
At the Vets Field.
Yeah. Now, our opening night was, and I can say our because I was employed by the Rail Kings. Nonetheless, our opening night, we were playing Welland, Ontario, okay? And so we, you know, we're going along, and it's like, we need somebody who can do the Canadian National Anthem. And I will remember the ladies that got together and sang one of the best versions of the Canadian National Anthem that I had ever heard. I mean, it was just like, wow.
At Betts Field.
Yes, yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, that was quite the night. That was quite the night. You know, we had a pretty good idea what to expect, but then there's the, okay, it's going on, it's happening, and there were all these people there, and which was what we had hoped and kind of planned for, but you might have planned for it, but once it actually happens, it's a different story, I can tell you that. The Sweet Adelines were just great, though, with their singing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, thanks for taking
sure.
And this much time. I appreciate it.
Okay, Dan. Hey, have a good evening. Maybe you'll see you around here sometime soon.
It's tonight at 7.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, Doug had heard us talking about that, and he went to the BG Academy website, and it does confirm that 7 o'clock is the tip-off time tonight for the BG boys against Forest Hills.
Okay, so then I'll be there, and then I'll leave early. Leave about three minutes left in the game, so I can catch you two on the wrap-up. That's
sounds good. All right, Dan.
Take care. Thanks.
Hey, thanks. 814-946-0435. Sports Central with Dave Shannon in for Corey Geiger continues right after this. Let's take a spin around the track.
IndyCar superstar Elio Castroneves is driving the number 91 car this week, and he's going to have the yellow rookie stripes on that car.
I need practice. I need to run. I don't have any experience at all. I mean, today is my second time in the car. Every time, every moment that I'm actually jumping the car, I will learn something, and I need it. I'll be honest with you. It's a different beast. It's an amazing car. It's a completely different rules, you know. So, and I think the competition also different than what I'm used to. So, every time I'm in the car, I'm gonna learn. So, no matter what happened, I'll be running.
On Friday, we have all three series on the track for various things, including the Truck Series race. In the evening, 7:30 on FS1. Saturday is the Xfinity Series race at Daytona. That is on the CW at 5 p.m. And Sunday, of course, is the 67th running of the Great American Race, the 2025 Daytona 500, 2:30 p.m. on Fox, which is completely sold out, by the way, and all times given are Eastern. Today is the day. We've got racing on the track at Daytona International Speedway. The dual races are on. It's a pair of races that determine the starting order for the Daytona 500, outside of the front row, of course. Each race is 60 laps or 150 miles, with dual race number one starting at 7 p.m. on FS1 and dual number two starting around 8:45 p.m. also on FS1, and both times are Eastern. You're on the final lap.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Hank FM.
This group's name is kind of redundant. Black crows. Have you ever seen a crow that's not black? Okay, enough of that. It is Sports Central. Dave Shannon in for Corey Geiger, and you're invited to be a part of the show, too, at 814-946-0435. You can add in with any of the things that we've been discussing so far. Good call from good call from the Clarkster that we should somehow use our radio station's switching from the Pirates to the Phillies, and use that as some kind of bargaining chip. And see, that's a good plan if there were one of those, you know, the one 100 miles west of here would be willing to negotiate anything. No. Sorry. That would not be happening. Nonetheless, that's an interesting thought. Maybe we could, you know, like barter for, okay, we won't go to the Phillies network if you give us use of a luxury suite. No, make that three uses of a luxury suite throughout the course of the season. How about that? You think they go for that? I don't know. All right, once again, we're all confirmed here that tonight at 7 o'clock is the tip-off for the Laurel Highlands Athletic Conference semifinal game between the BG Boys and Forest Hills. That is at the Pleasant Valley Gym on the campus of BG Academy. And coverage is brought to you, well, first of all, it's presented by Amtran. We appreciate that a lot. And it's also brought to you by the Friars Nook Gift Shop, Bishop Guilfoyle Academy, McMullen Furniture, Kempner's Grandview Meats, ARC, Federal Credit Union, Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg, and McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Mike and I will be there tonight with all the descriptions and accounts. Don't reuse them unless you have permission. You know how that goes. Nonetheless, looking forward to that game tonight. It'll be my first opportunity to see the BG Boys in action in the 24-25 season. I'm sure it's going to be impressive. However, it's not like Forest Hills is a pushover either. It's going to be quite the game tonight at the Pleasant Valley Gym. So looking for something to do tonight, I suggest that as great high school basketball action to take in. And then tomorrow night, and once again, it doesn't matter who wins these semifinal games here tonight. There will be two games played at Penn State Altoona at the Adler Gymnasium. And those will be great games too, because you're going to see more of the cream of the crop, so to speak, of the Laurel Highlands Athletic Conference. Should be two good games. Once again, those games tomorrow night, 7 o'clock will be the tip-off for the boys' game, and then 8:30. Is the tip-off for the girls' game for the conference championship. So it's been, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier about how the year has been going in an odd pattern because of the weather. And there's athletic directors that have been kind of pulling their hair out. And by the way, it's over now. Your regular season stuff, as far as it counting as points toward where you rank in District 6, well, whatever, you can play a game tonight. And, you know, Tyrone's headed to State College to play there. And you can go ahead and play tonight, and it's good, you know, to keep your team sharp. Go out and play a competitive game somewhere. From the standpoint of what does that do for you as far as where you stand in District 6, doesn't do a darn thing. Last night was the last night to play a game that had points that could be added to your total as a member of District 6. So that's all over, and we'll be moving on, and it'll be playoff time very soon. We'll start to see the District 6 playoffs, and then that evolves into the state championship rounds. And I still am in shock, although not totally, that the people in Hershey, the people that run the Giants Center, just absolutely dissed the PIAA. I understand it's an arena, you want to use it as much as possible, so you're always trying to book events in there. You do have recurring events. Just so you remember, you have recurring events. Somehow, somebody didn't think about the PIAA State Basketball Championships, a 3-day affair. Nobody thought about that. And so they scheduled the circus. All I got to say, I said this the other day, PIAA, you got to take note of that and just say, you know what? I bet the Jordan Center wouldn't forget if we're coming. A little food for thought. So there you have it. It's one of those things that I don't know. It's disappointing. I had a negative experience would be a kind way to put it. One of the trips down there when covering, I was fortunate enough to be able to cover the Bellwood Annis girls in their state championship runs. And I had a really bad experience there. And on the way out the door, I did not hesitate to let them know. In the cleaned up version for radio, I said, you people work in the hospitality business. You need to understand the definition of the word, because nothing about being here is hospitality driven. Learn the word. It's such snotty people. And they act like you're infringing. You're ruining their day because maybe you asked them a question. And they've got their little, you know, they have their little vests on and their pretty shirts, and everybody's dressed the same. And then you ask them something, and it's like, it's like they were trained by the Tasmanian devil. But I digress. So that has been moved to the very end of March, thanks to the scheduling of the same wonderful people that run that arena. And those wonderfully hospitable people that work to make sure the fans are guided to where they need to be. Yeah, okay. Kicking and screaming, but they'll guide you to where you need to be. 814-946-0435 is the number to call. And once again, what's wrong with the Jordan Center? It's in the middle of the state. Just do it. Just do it. I don't know. D'Elia's friends with Lombardi. Maybe he can make that happen. 814-946-0435 is the number to call as we continue on Sports Central. Dave Shannon in for Corey Geiger. And Corey will be back next week. Fret not. And he will keep you entertained around this time of the evening, early evening, late afternoon. Penn State Altoona baseball team. We've been talking about the games being played at the Adler Gym. And the Penn State Altoona baseball team has been voted fifth in the 2025 Allegheny Mountain Collegiate Conference's preseason coaches poll. Penn State Barand, that's from Erie, is the defending AMCC champ. They're predicted to repeat this season by conference coaches. Mount Aloysius, which finished first in the regular season standings last spring, was voted second. The Mount was 21-18 overall, 11-5 in the league. Penn State Altoona was 17-20 overall last year. They went 8-8 in the Allegheny Mountain Collegiate Conference. The 2025 edition of the Lions features 25 returning players from last year. Head coach R.J. Barnard entering his ninth year at the helm. And so we wish the Penn State Altoona squad all the best in the upcoming baseball season, and also the folks at the Mount. I know they're pretty proud of that program up there, as well they should be. All right, take our final break of the show this evening and be back to wrap things up, hopefully with one of your calls at 814-946-0435.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Hi, it's me, your USPS Ground Advantage shipment. Just left the warehouse and hitting the road.
I know, just got the notification.
Great, smooth sailing so far. I'm almost there.
Yes, I know. I get all the updates.
Made it. Safe and sound.
I know.
Well, did you know I was with USPS the whole time?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Keep your business in the know with the USPS Ground Advantage service. Visit usps.com/in-the-know.
It's February, and TML Moore Enterprises, owners of Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, has a sweetheart of a deal for you. Get a lube, oil, and filter service that includes up to 5 quarts of conventional oil, belt and hose inspection, tire air pressure set, rotation of all 4 tires, brake inspection, and battery condition inspection, all for just $59.99. Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales are also offering a free Car Care Club membership if you spend $500 or more on any service during the month of February. Each membership is valued at over $499 in services and repairs and includes 4 free oil changes. It all sounds pretty sweet, right? A multi-point inspection, including lube, oil, and filter service for just $59.99 and a free Car Care Club membership when you spend $500 or more on any service at Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg. Hurry! Offer expires on February 28th.
Hank FM.
That's such a wonderful clash. Well, not the band or, you know, anything like that. It's the clash of hearing them sing that wonderful little country jingle, and it's followed by Rock the Casbah. It's almost delicious. Wanted to put a little bow on the story there about Penn State Altoona's baseball team, along with the Mount Aloysius team. Penn State Altoona is opening their schedule. You ready? February 23rd at Mary Baldwin University in Virginia, doubleheader starting at noon. Then, the Mount Aloysius squad is set to open its season next weekend. They travel to William Patterson, and it's nice that Bill opened his backyard for the kids to play wiffle ball, and take on the Pioneers. That one is on February 22nd. The matchup will be the first all-time meeting for the two programs. So the Mount Aloysius, well, they're making friends, and they're going to Bill Patterson's house. Actually, it's William Patterson. Sorry, Mr. Patterson. Once again, those two teams opening up their season next weekend. As things begin to wrap up with the winter sports schedule, you're going to have basketball playoffs. St. Francis, the St. Francis women's team, has had quite a nice run in the NEC and trying to solidify themselves as with a spot and maybe second place for the NEC playoffs and the potential to host not one but two home games in the NEC playoffs. So tip of the cap to them. The season was kind of a tough beginning for them, but they prevailed through that, and they moved on, and now are playing some pretty good basketball. Meanwhile, the St. Francis men, I love their team. Got to see them play this year. There's talent on that team, and tip of the cap to Coach Rob Krimmel for being able to assemble that kind of talent. It's not easy to recruit to St. Francis University. You've got the history. You've got a great school. If you want a great education, SFU is a great place to be. The bottom line is there's more to life than the school and what, you know, and you playing basketball. And, you know, what that is, I guess we could call it the social life that you may have available to you. And it's not nearly the kind of social life that you would get at a much bigger campus. Even Penn State has trouble recruiting because a lot of the younger men from the metro areas, you have them come into University Park and they go, huh? We thought this was a big deal. You have this like 110,000 seat stadium and this is it? It can be a little bit of a chore to be a successful recruiter to get them to come to Penn State and certainly to get some talented people at St. Francis University. But Coach Krimmel has done a heck of a job doing that year in and year out. So always tip my cap to Rob. Always enjoyed him as a player as well. His brother, John, and of course his dad, who was the athletic director for a time at St. Francis University. Somebody that I missed there in mentioning athletic directors over the course of time, Susan Robinson Fruchtel became the AD. I got to know Susan as a coach, and she had dropped by for a game when I got to do public address fill-in for Rich. And she said, it was like taking a step back in time. Okay. So I'm a Time Lord now. All right, that's going to do it for tonight's show. It's been fun as usual. And we'll put a big bow on this entire week coming up tomorrow night on this very same radio station. Join Mike and me. We're coming up right after some other stuff. We'll be on the air about 6:45 with pregame show, 7 o'clock tip. Live from the Pleasant Valley Gym, the Bishop Guilfoyle Academy boys will take on Forest Hills. Catch you from the game. Otherwise, catch you tomorrow morning or maybe back here tomorrow late afternoon, early evening. See you then. See you, boy!
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring, Altoona.